USA News. I'm Lance Pry. Around 90% of Californians are under a flash flood watch. That's around 35 million people facing the risk as torrential downpours and powerful winds continue to hit the Golden State. Santa Barbara County Sheriff Bill Brown says they're evacuating the area as the brunt of the storm takes aim at Central and Southern California.
The entire community of Montecito is ordered evacuated and evacuated now.
The National Weather Service warned residents to prepare for power outages and dangerous driving conditions. Kevin Taylor is with the Montecito Fire Protection District, gives a weather update for Santa Barbara County.
In less than 12 hours, we've received more than 8 inches of rain, with 7 to 8 inches still forecast to fall.
President Biden's special counsel confirmed Monday that classified documents from his time as Vice President of the United States were discovered in a private office space and turned over to the National Archives in November. The documents were found while Biden's personal attorneys were packing files housed in a closet at the Penn Biden Center. Wasting no time, Republicans went to work and passed a bill Monday night that would slash tens of billions of funding dollars for the Internal Revenue Service that the Biden administration thought was a good idea. It now heads to the Senate. Senate House Republicans passed a rules package Monday, reversing a Nancy Pelosi-era rule that made it difficult for removing a Speaker of the House, now allowing one member of Congress to initiate a removal instead of the handful Pelosi put in place during her term. The Atlanta Special Grand Jury investigation of election interference by President Trump has concluded. Fulton County Judge Robert McBurney wrote Monday that the panel has finished its work and should be dissolved, but it's unclear if the final report will see the light of day. The Georgia Bulldogs are the best college football team in America after blowing out TCU last night 65-7. This is USA News.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Mike Cappell here, serial entrepreneur. Let's make sure your current payroll provider isn't overcharging you, shall we? First, go to your payroll provider's website to see what you're currently paying. Oh, what's that? You can't clearly see your pricing because your vendor is running a temporary sale or making you call for a free quote? That's unfortunate. If you go to PatriotSoftware.com, you will instantly see our payroll pricing for companies with 1 to 100 employees. Well, there you go. At least now you know what you should be paying for payroll. Go to PatriotSoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll processing free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
A mission to launch the first satellites into orbit from Western Europe suffered an anomaly Tuesday. Virgin Orbit said it attempted its first international launch on Monday using a modified jumbo jet to carry one of its rockets from Cornwall in southwestern England to the Atlantic Ocean where the rocket was released. The rocket was supposed to take 9 small satellites into orbit but failed to reach altitude. Senators plan to head on over to the U.S.-Mexico border to continue the dialogue on how to fix the border crisis.
The group includes North Carolina Republican Tom Tillis, Delaware Democrat Chris Coons, Arizona Independent Kyrsten Sinema, and others. The visit to the U.S.-Mexico border follows President Biden's first-ever visit as president over the weekend. Republicans and Democrats had called on Biden to visit as the border has seen a surge in migrants in recent months. And Tillis said, quote, there is a humanitarian and security crisis raging at the southern border, end quote. The group will make stops in El Paso, Texas, and Yuma, Arizona, to meet with law enforcement officials. I'm Tyler Kuehl.
Football player Damar Hamlin said he returned to Buffalo, New York on Monday with a lot of love in his heart and continued his recovery in a hospital there just 1 week after collapsing in a game and having to be resuscitated on the field during a game in Cincinnati, Ohio. Hamlin was discharged from the University of Cincinnati Medical Center. He is listed in stable condition. Thanks for listening. I'm Lance Pry, USA News.
Nothing fights the winter blues like a delicious and satisfying meal. Luckily, Omaha Steaks makes it easy to stock up and fill your freezer with flavor. Save on perfectly portioned favorites, easy meals, and so much more with Omaha Steaks Freezer Filler Sale. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $30 off your order. That's $30 off an endless variety of gourmet choices. Visit omahasteaks.com, use promo code TREAT at checkout to get that extra $30 off your order. Minimum order may be required.